Another year's end is already upon us, so it's time for a look back at this season of Backyard Industry. Let's reminisce. Gatherings and shindigs have always been a favorite topic of coverage here at Backyard Industry, and 2014 was no exception. Whether it was getting people together to eat meals in bowls to fend off January and February's polar vortices, or indoor lawn games organized to help friends get their yayas out in very early spring after being cooped up inside for what seemed like forever, or a small gathering to chow down on green tomatoes before a hard frost in late October, Backyard Industry maintained its fondness for get-togethers this year. I submitted my very first book reviews in 2014, Ava Chin's Eating Wildly in August and Suzanne Cope's Small Batch earlier this month. I made yogurt and pickled asparagus for the first time and got really close to the message in Kevin West's cookbook, Saving the Season. Preserve what you have, keep it simple, and enjoy the process. Landa Lynn Haupt's Urban Bestiary also made an appearance this year, inspiring a trek toward downtown Champaign with Environmental Almanac's Rob Cantor to search for fauna well beyond mere squirrels in the park. That's where we saw the muskrat, remember? I've always been up for a field trip. This year, I walked the alleys of East Urbana looking for feral food and semi-secret gardens, but also for clues about my neighborhood. I attended the opening of poultry enthusiast Karen Carney's chicken coop in Champaign. I learned about eating invasive species from Dustin Kelly in rural Urbana and was on hand for the delivery of 100 pounds of red wigglers, those are worms, for the massive vermicomposting project at the University of Illinois Sustainable Student Farm. I stopped in a separate time this year at the farm to talk to the farm's manager, Zach Grant, about the basil downy mildew that was destroying basil plants all over our part of Illinois this summer. 2014 was a busy year, but this segment isn't just about the end of the year. It's about the end of this particular road. I've said before that Backyard Industry has really grown to be about the triumph of the small neighborly gesture, the simple gathering of friends, the humble attempt at trying something new. What's funny is that in 2010, when Backyard Industry got its start on AM 580 as In My Backyard, I had no idea what I was doing. These episodes, all 93 of them, have been humble attempts at something new. The most basic writing advice in the world is to write about what you know, and that's what I did when I started. The very first episode of In My Backyard aired on June 10th, 2010, and was basically a call to gardening action whose working title was Stop Talking and Start Digging. Then I started writing more about what I knew less about or didn't know anything at all about, and telling the stories of my neighbors, friends, and community as they made their way through pickling, sausage making, sap boiling, seed swapping, and smoker building. People whose romances bloomed over food offered details for the radio. An episode about amateur food photography in restaurants went fully meta when we snapped photos of our lunch. We even branched out into video and will be producing a few new ones over the next several months. Telling you guys about these things on the radio has been super fun, but it's time to take a break. Backyard Industry Radio, all 93 episodes, will live happily online on WILL's website at will.illinois.edu/backyardindustry. Backyard Industry will also continue to be a small but mighty force on a variety of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. The blog at backyardindustry.org will be updated much more frequently with writing and photos. And as for the future of Backyard Industry over the airwaves, I'm not sure. You never know. But thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Braltz.